My name is Brandon Hoy, co-owner of Roberta's, a super duper awesome place. Roberta's is a very, 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 very proud sponsor of the Heritage Radio Network. We're also super awesome. Thank you, Heritage.
You're listening to Heritage Radio Network, broadcasting live from Bushwick, Brooklyn. If you like this program, visit heritageradionetwork.org for thousands more.
Hello, Mr. and Mrs. America, from border to border, coast to coast, and all the ships at sea. Streaming live from the County of Kings, Brooklyn, New York City, on the Heritage Radio Network. Are you ready for the fastest half hour on the internet today? It's the Mike and Judy Show, spanning the globe for high-minded hijinks and lowbrow kicks to bring you the best in sex, drugs, rock and roll, and nuclear fission. They're too bad for radio and too good-looking for television. And now, here they are, the Nichols and May of the Now Generation, your hosts, Mike Edison and Judy McGuire.
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year, Judy.
It's always refreshing when our guests get that reference, because so many times it's just a blank
Kids
stare.
These days don't know Nickel and May.
Nichols and May. What the hell is that?
Once upon a time, Don. Well, so good to see you, Judy. Happy 2013. We've been off for a few weeks because of this, the whole holidays.
The whole birth of our Lord Jesus Christ, you mean, sinner?
Well, today, today it's still Christmas. Today is the 12th day of Christmas.
And I still have my tree up.
It's the Epiphany. King's Day.
You know, I don't even really know what the Epiphany is, because I really didn't pay much attention in Catholic
school. I'm the Jew here, and I know what it is.
I probably know more Jewish stuff than you do.
Oh, yeah, well, I can go toe to, you know.
Toe to crucifix? Toe to bloody crucifix?
Yeah. You know, you gave me that wonderful Lucha Libre doll for Christmas, and I put it on my kitchen counter, and in the middle of the night, I heard this like racket in my kitchen, and it's like it somehow leapt off the counter and onto the floor, and I figured, okay, maybe the cat got it. So I put it back up on the counter, and the same thing, I hear this like rustling. I think it also drank the bottle of Fernet Branca that you gave me.
Because you certainly would never do that.
I've never.
Being a teetotaler who saves it for guests.
I finally had to put the doll in the cabinet, because I was worried about it. I kept it still here. It was like the Trilogy of Terror, Karen Black. I'm afraid that thing's going to attack me.
That was the most terrifying movie. I forgot to tell you it was a possessed Lucha Libre doll.
But. Demonically possessed Lucha Libre doll. Thank you for that, Judy.
And thank you for the Motorhead ornaments, which made my tree all that much more lovely.
Right on. So I'm so thrilled today. We have my old friend Don Ralph, who we've known each other for 30 years-ish. And you know, it's amazing that I've known anybody that long and can still tell it.
And we're still talking.
Feeling very old today, Judy.
Okay, but not me.
You're young.
I'm young.
Anyway, Don's here with his fantastic band Life in a Blender, which has been running more or less continuously for 30 years, almost 25
years.
Yeah,
probably right after, you know, mid-80s. So probably 30 years.
I remember you doing it with a Casio tone in the dormitory.
I should have stuck with that.
Anyway, why don't we just get right into the music? You guys want to
No, you guys, the band's good too. Almost better than Casio.
Almost.
Well, you guys want to start off with a song? Let's get right into it. What are we going to hear?
Why don't we do the song we just got it together, called Tongue Cut Sparrow. It's not on any album. We just need to rehearse it, so why don't we do it?
Okay, here's the
it's
the
it's based on this burlesque woman that I met in Seattle, and her cousin was in the burlesque in San Francisco at this club called the Forbidden City, and it was for Asian burlesque dancers, and she told me the whole story, and we worked on a project together. So why don't we sing that?
The Asian burlesque song.
The Asian burlesque song from the San Francisco strip club.
Tongue cut sparrow in the nest, don't sing. Tongue cut sparrow in the nest, don't sing. Too young, too pretty. Too young, too pretty to sing much of anything. Tongue-cut sparrow, you should know your place. Times are tough and there's no time to waste. No time to devote to yourself. You better get inside your shell. We already have birds who sing. Tongue-cut sparrow. Tongue-cut sparrow.
Now we're all inhaling her white
wide shoulders. She's older and shimmies across the stage. Grandma gives a smile and wonders how she's got such pretty legs. Oh, here she's coming with the cheek cheese out. Here she's coming with the cheek cheese out. You should hear them howl, you should hear them shout from a pretty brow and a pretty mouth. And watch them wiggle when you look down south. Tongue-cut sparrow, tongue-cut sparrow, she's adored by all the men. And even Sinatra says he's a friend. Most of her family won't understand, but grandma's in the audience giving her a hand.
Life in a blender.
That was great. I'm so sorry I coughed twice.
Yeah, Joe, we need a cough button here, please.
Yeah, I really do.
Here at the extra Heritage, rhythm.
Heritage Radio. Coughing. So this, you guys have like 7 records out or something, right? So
yeah, probably 7 albums, I
seven
think.
7 albums. This CDs. Is the last one, Home Wrecker's Spoon.
You can hear them all online for free for those who don't have any money.
That's very generous.
Lifeinablender.net.
Life in a blender, destroying the music industry. Just giving it away.
But you guys
we've given up.
You have a show tonight, too, don't you, for our New York listeners?
Right. We're at Rockwood Music Hall tonight.
What time?
8 p.m.
Oh, great for the
early. In the big room.
Ooh.
you guys are bi-coastal.
Yes.
Yeah. You're a Seattle dude.
I'm a Seattle. Yeah. Seattle. Yep. Yeah, where you can smoke pot now. And
yeah, what's that like? The Wild West.
Whatever sex you like. It's great, you know. And I come here 4 times a year, play with these guys I've known forever. Mark Lerner's here, Al Houghton, and we had the rest of the guys, Dave Moody and Rebecca Weiner.
Oh, it's a big band.
Ed Meyer.
You're all bringing the whole band tonight, right?
Whole band, except Rebecca's got some heavy illness, so she might not be there.
It's great, crazy stuff. So Judy's got her Seattle presence, of course, too. How come you guys never cross paths there? How come you go to Judy's book party?
How come?
Now.
I didn't invite him.
Yeah, you know.
Had I known you before then, but next book party you can come.
Starting here, starting now.
I only have one rock star at my party. Barrett Martin came to my party. That was my only rock star. I could have had 2.
Who's that?
Who's in Screaming Trees?
Oh, Screaming Trees.
I didn't know either. My friend is friends with him. I was like, oh, well, I'll leap onto that bit of fame.
They're big Seattle band. Piece of Seattle history.
Hey, grunge.
But so how do you guys
Jimi
practice?
Hendrix.
Grunge. The Sonics. Paul Revere and the Raiders. I mean, the Pacific Northwest was a fertile
you
what?
Area.
We come to radio shows to practice.
Right, we practice here.
Do you guys just get like a conference call maybe once
Skype
in a
rehearsal?
While?
Right. Conference call. I come in a few days early. We do intensive marathon sessions where we rehearse and rehearse and rehearse till they're bleeding.
Where do you
from
record?
Their fingers.
We record at Fabulous Dubway.
Al runs Dubway Studios, downtown Manhattan, and we record there. It's a great studio.
Recording studio.
We're giving a lot of ads today.
You guys must be
Al at Dubway Studios.
Do our listeners get a 5% discount if they mention
Mike and Judy?
Absolutely.
Al, 5% discount. Call Dubway Studios now.
You guys must be fabulously wealthy to record in Manhattan.
I think Brooklyn's probably more expensive now.
Yeah, could be, right?
Yeah. Yeah, we're fabulously wealthy. That's it.
You know how hard it was to get them to go to Bushwick?
Yeah.
Did you have to send a limo? Oh,
the L limo came.
Oh, we've got these lines of blow laid out in front of them. The hookers are coming later. These rock stars.
That's how the rock life is.
Bushwick, where people eat their pizza with a knife and fork.
So awful.
For everybody out in Radio Land, of course, our studio is behind Roberta's, and we have a kind of a big, we're kind of like in a fishbowl here, right? And us being the fish, I think. Or are they the fish?
I think diners are the fish. And right in front of our table is the date table. Right in front of our window is the date table where awkward internet dates take place.
Yeah, I think they slept together last night, but I don't think it went that well. That's what I'm reading here.
Yeah, I don't know.
But I think he realized somewhere along the line, he thinks maybe he can get her back to his apartment for an afternoon. Delight.
I think you're reading too much into it. So you guys are playing at Rockwood. So you just came in for one show, or are you playing more shows?
That's a tour.
Yeah, it's a tour of one show. I'm going to do something at Barbest, but not just a little variety show. Nothing, no more band stuff this time. I think. No.
Yeah.
What do you guys?
We were going to go to West Virginia, and then we just decided.
That's the scariest state.
Pennsylvania. Scranton. We were going to go to Scranton, but I think we're not going to go to Scranton.
Pennsylvania is scary.
Suddenly we realized, why would we go to Scranton?
It's not as glamorous as it looks on The Office, on the show, Scranton.
Well, the last time I saw a gig in Pennsylvania, I guess, was in Allentown. I went to see Fear.
Allentown.
Right? Allentown used to have punk shows.
Okay, so I had a friend who lives out there, and he said, well, come on out to Pennsylvania, and you know, we could drive my muscle car around. You know, he's got the suburban thing happening and the man cave and the hot rod and stuff. You know, so I was, all right, that sounds like a good idea. So we went to the show. It was in like some VFW hall.
Yeah, that's where they always had shows.
Right? And we'll go see, you know, Fear, you know, not in New York where it's going to be crowded with hipsters. But instead, we basically got like the white supremacist, jackbooted skinhead crowd to see Fear, because they were all the punk rockers who probably had never really known what that was about, except that they were, you know, punk and all this, couldn't really dig those crazy, you know, 5/4 time signatures of Fear's playing. Lee Ving was so terrified of the audience, he did the whole set from behind the drum set, like sort of like cowering by the back of the stage, because he was terrified of the Pennsylvania punks. And by far, I was the oldest person, you know, in that room, which is usually the case, which is why I'm glad to have you guys
here. now you're the youngest.
No, probably not the youngest, but at least you're age-appropriate guests.
Right. We have to give some entertainment for the old folks out there, the old listeners.
The easy listeners.
Step a little closer to the radio folks.
The wireless. You'll hear it. Wireless. So you guys want to do another song?
Sure.
What's the next one?
How about Tiny Ankles?
Okay. Tiny Ankles.
Tiny Ankles is on an old one.
I'm looking at this like great stack of discs that you handed me. This is like unbelievable. Life in a Blender, The Heart is a Small Balloon, Two Legs Bad, and your most recent one, Homewrecker Spoon.
Homewrecker Spoon,
with
right.
This lovely artwork by your son.
Yeah, my son. Go on Facebook and look at all his weird drawings. You see him. I force him on you.
All right, you guys play. We're going to eat some pizza. One more time, here's the Life in a Blender.
On tiny ankles, it makes my breathing hard. Light my cigarette, won't you, Michael? I miss the smoke and tar. Remember one time you did not see me as a white polluted beach. Just point to one customer who I did not fool or cheat. You can pick me up, you can drive me home, when my mouth is filled with blood and wine. You can call the boat, say I'm not so bad, say it hasn't been such a good time. Some things are so hard to remember. I can't. Letters I
wished were returned to the sender. I love you. Some things are best lost forever. From a man, from a man. I once wore a simple pink dress. I was quite a catch. I gave myself a beauty mark with the end of a match. Sha-la-la. Then came bounce checks, indiscretions, a few slips of the tongue. Sha-la-la. Pull my string, I'll tell you stories. Don't you try and run. You can comb my hair, pour me a glass of gin, dry me off when I'm soaked through my dress. You can call the morgue, say I'm an organ donor, and I might have one or two left. No, I don't think so. No. Tell me I'm pretty! Tell me I'm pretty!
God, all hell is
breaking
loose.
You are so pretty. Thank you.
All right, a song about cross-dressing and
technical difficulties. Here comes the vegan pizza. All is safe.
All right.
What the hell is going on?
It's mayhem here. We have
in
rock
Seattle,
stars. It's mayhem.
We cross-dress and accept it.
And it's okay.
We smoke pot. We marry everyone we like, and we cross-dress in Seattle.
Yet Seattleites are kind of uptight.
They're uptight. I said you can smoke pot, go to a gay wedding, but don't jaywalk.
Oh, they're so uptight about jaywalking.
I was there, you know, it was like a 2 a.m. up on Capitol Hill. Nobody's in sight. I jaywalk. Police cars come. What do you think you're doing? I'm like,
stop,
there's nobody around for, you know, 3 miles.
Jaywalk.
And it's not even just the cops. Your friends will say, like, what are you doing?
They're brainwashed. They're brainwashed.
Well, here in New York City, you know, I always say how you tell the tourists is the people that actually pay attention to the walk, don't walk signs. Of course, we don't have those anymore either.
Those people are from Seattle.
I almost got busted for jaywalking in Austin, Texas, right down there.
They have that too?
It was like crazy. I'm like sauntering down the street with our old friend Mike Maraconda from the Ronchans, who was living there. And we're just crossing the street. You know, there are a million frat boys drunken everywhere, people vomiting everywhere down, you know, downtown Austin.
That's okay.
You know, and we're just sort of crossing the street, and all of a sudden I feel his hand on the back of my neck, literally by the scruff of my neck. This like uniformed cop, you know, he's like half my age, of course, right? Grabs me,
of
goes,
course.
Where do you think you're going? I'm like, what the fuck are you talking about? He demands to see my ID, because I'm crossing against the light. I give him my driver's license. He says, well, Michael, which is a real pet fucking peeve with me, because I hate it. Well, I hate it when cops call me by my first name. It's Mr. Edison, okay?
Listen, Junior.
Customs officials. Yeah, kid's like 24-year-old overweight cop. It's Mr. Edison, until I tell you otherwise. Michael, what do you think you're doing? Like, what the fuck are you talking about, right? He looks at my license. You're from New York. Well, you wouldn't cross the street in New York like that, would you? And then he threatened to lock me up for the night. Literally, he said, you do that again, you'll be sleeping downtown with me.
And then you clobbered him. Give him an upper right
downtown,
hook.
You know, in the Hooskow, the Austin Pokey.
Or maybe you just live downtown.
You yeah, maybe, you know. Believe me, there wasn't a gay molecule in this dude's body.
But you didn't do time. You didn't do any hard time.
No hard time for jaywalking. But
pass this over?
The truth is, you know, chronic pot smokers are like the most uptight people.
Well, yeah, I mean, see, when I started doing the column in Seattle, people are like, oh, you can't understand dating in Seattle. It's so different. And I was like, yeah, dating sucks everywhere. You know, it's fine. But it is a different kind of suckage in Seattle because, like, I tell these guys who move there, these straight guys, like, all you have to do is say hello. You're pretty. Want to go out to dinner? Because Seattle guys will never commit to, like, a date. They'll just be like, Yeah, maybe we can hang out sometime. They're like, they're all like 14-year-old boys. They're not confident. They're wishy-washy. And so like any guy with like half a nut will get laid like crazy there.
Half a nut.
Not that that has anything to do with anything, but.
You know, the thought balloon above Mike's head is like, you know, a plane ticket to Seattle.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Me and my half a nut.
Yeah. All you need is half a nut.
But you moved there married, so.
Right. I didn't need half a nut.
But, I mean, it's
it is a little uptight there. That's true.
It's
in
beautiful.
A weird way. Beautiful, a little chilly on the personality front in some respects that you're saying.
Yeah, the Seattle freeze, they call it. There's been articles written about it.
Worm your way in.
And I've really... this sounds so bad. Some of my best friends are in Seattle. They are.
Those are the good ones.
Yeah, they're not native.
There's great people there.
Yeah, it's really... And it's beautiful.
Now, Seattle's one of those places... I mean, I really had a great time when I was there. I've only been there once. But it's obviously one of these towns that's very much in love with itself.
Kind of like New York.
Well, New York isn't so much anymore the way. I don't feel like people are so precious about New York City the way they are.
Yes,
about
we are.
Seattle or,
yes, we are.
Or Austin.
Yes, we are.
We are?
Brooklyn.
Yeah, but we
Brooklyn
just feel
is,
like
right?
We deserve to be.
Well,
yeah, Brooklyn is totally.
I pay a lot to be entitled. You know, the cost
right,
of living in Manhattan,
money.
You know.
You pay a lot in Seattle, too.
Manhattan, yeah, what you call the city. you know, I pay a very high premium not to ever eat bad pizza. That's the holy covenant of New York.
Really good pizza, right?
Roberta's pizza
right.
Here is
Mark
amazing.
Is quelling.
My hat is off, as you may have noticed. Off to this pizza.
Hats off to the pizza.
You can unpack some in your bag to bring home to Phoenicia. That's a happy birthday gift for your wife.
Look, I brought you a piece of pizza on the bus. Sorry,
take
I had to
it out
play
from
a gig.
Your underwear and everything that's in your bag. There
oh.
It is.
Oh.
Did I go too far to say
you,
underwear?
You
guys are talking about all these other things.
You life in a blender is what you won't do for your art.
Well,
right.
The calzone might
backwards.
Travel better if she eats meat. That's delicious.
The calzone.
The calzone is nothing to sneeze at. The Roberta's calzone. Let me tell you.
And the
something.
Chicken sounds good. Let's just talk about the food.
Yeah, well, the chicken sounds good. I mean, it literally sounds good. I was sitting next to the guy, you know, at the bar before he came in, and the guy, you know, put his knife and fork into the chicken and just like just heard the crackling of a wonderful friedness. It's the best fried chicken like ever at Roberta's.
Speech is too good.
Well, you know what I say. People always talk about the way food tastes.
Well, they have the farm on top of the roof here, and so. I'm sure they do their own. No, they don't do their chickens. We get them from Patrick.
The chickens come from Heritage Foods, our proud sponsor. But I was saying, you know, so people talk about how food looks and how it tastes and how it smells. Not enough people talk about how food sounds.
Don, you
want to
get a little...
this pizza? It's not crunchy. But you can't hear soft, great, doughy pizza.
Well, I like crunchy. I'm big on crunchy. I like the, you know, the hard pretzels. I like carrots. You know, I used to eat raw spaghetti all the time. Just like the sound it made in my head.
Well,
I like the sound it makes in my head when I eat it.
What's
raw
the thing
spaghetti.
That...
I like it.
Didn't
crunchy
I hear that you could get worms from that when I was a little kid, or is that some other raw thing? That, I mean, it was a lie,
hopefully
but,
not spaghetti, right?
I don't think it was
spaghetti. Yeah, no, spaghetti, you get worms, and Jews put like a lot of Christians in matzah.
Okay.
Why,
so how...
Why do you do that? I don't get it. I don't know.
So how do you guys write songs if you're all spread out? You write all the songs?
I write them. I bring them back to these guys, and they make it sound like music, and it comes in sounding like a kid wrote
do
something.
We don't very much... You would think, living spread out, and I mean, I don't live very close to New York either, that we would do a lot of high-tech stuff, you know, I'll send you this and do-do-do-do-do. We don't really do any of that. We really only work on this stuff pretty much when we're together, you know, just actually physically in the same room, old style.
Can't your kids hook you up with some kind of high-tech thing?
Like a telephone or something?
Listen to this. I'm playing to the phone.
Yeah, or one of those meeting programs. My boyfriend keeps wanting me to tell my main marketing client about this meeting program where you're all on, like, video conference. I'm like, I don't want her to ever put me on video conference. But, I mean, I would imagine it would be kind of good for making music.
I suppose. Do people do it? I guess so.
Yeah.
We're the old-fashioned way.
The texting for certain people, texting technology... You know, for some people to stay away. When my mother discovered texting, that was not a good day.
Yeah.
That was a bad day in the history of the iPhone.
When she's all TTYL.
LOL.
Well, that's when I just came back at her with, like, you know, like RLMLAOFPP, whatever it is. And, you know, confused her thoroughly. So she just stopped.
Give her random letters and
yeah.
She's baffled. Does she text you? A lot?
I got a friend request my mom on Facebook. I mean, that was pretty rough, too. I just called her on the phone. Said, no, you're blocked.
Michael.
That's not.
Yeah, she doesn't want to see your Facebook page.
Oh no!
Oh, no. Protect your mom.
It's really it's for her own good.
Yeah, from the horrors.
The woman's got a heart of gold. She's a saint.
So what are your kids? You guys all? Do you have none? You have none. Okay, so we've got the barren one over here with me. So you two have kids. Like, what do your kids think about? Like,
notice dad? By the way, the guy without the kids is the only guy with hair in this room too.
Right. How's that work?
Good. He has hair.
You have hair. That's right.
What do your kids think about dad in a band? Are they like embarrassed by you?
Embarrassed is good. That's yeah. good. Yeah. Dad, God, you have to do music. I think that's why my son likes to draw, but he hates music. I think I taught him how to hate music. He did the album cover. Yeah. But my son's 13. He draws all the time. He draws weird, freaky stuff. You know, if he's like, he's a Robert, well, you know, Gonzo, you know, drawing crazy demons and but really twisted stuff. You'll have to see his stuff. Am I right? Yeah. Oh, yeah. You're right.
He's the best kid ever.
He's the best kid.
But so do they come see you play or anything?
My son is subbed with us on drums, actually.
His son's...
My son,
how old's your son?
Played with, drums at gigs with us.
Wow.
But he's, old, you know, he's 18.
Yeah. He's great. Old. His son's...
And he likes the band, I think.
He says.
I don't know.
I taught my son to hate music.
I don't know.
That would suck, right? Hating your parents' band?
What
if you hated your boyfriend's band?
Yeah. I've had that happen. I saw him last, the one whose band I hated. I used to have to bribe friends to come with me and like say, I will buy you beer all night. And still, they would come once and they'd be like, never again.
Gosh,
there's
I'm
not
busy.
Enough beer in the world.
That would suck. And what do you tell a boyfriend? This is wonderful. This is great. Love it.
I would be as diplomatic as, you know, he didn't really ask. I would just, you know, going there, you can say something like, oh, that lyric was interesting.
Oh, man.
Yeah, that's diplomatic.
The diplomatic Maguire. You should write a list of, like, the 10 things to say to your boyfriend when his band sucks, but you don't really want to
tell
him.
Yes, you have to say... What?
You guys were really well lit on that.
Well lit.
Yeah, there was nothing good to say about them, except that you have to break up with someone if you hate what they do.
The audience's faces were so happy when it ended. They were just like, you should have seen the look on their face.
Yeah, on that last song.
Yeah, the last song, for some reason,
they really
excited.
Liked that.
Ka-ching. So, once again, it's been the fastest half hour in internet history.
Yeah,
you guys got one more song for us, but tell us again
where
we can see you tonight at the Rockwood Music Palace.
Rockwood Music Palace, Rockwood Music Hall on Allen Street. You know that place.
Yeah, right?
Around from Katz's Deli. I got to get my Katz's Deli fixed.
Get your hot dog on.
Yeah.
To me, the Katz's dog is still the best in New York for my money. Got to get one that's been on that grill for a long time. It's a little bit burned. It's like nice and crispy.
And the pastrami and all that. Oh, it's good. Corned beef.
Don't do that in Seattle, do they?
Yeah, they don't have that mastered yet either. Fish, tons of fish, and lutefisk.
The fuck is that?
You know, these Swedish, you know, cod and lye or something. Yeah. Only these Norwegians and Swedes eat it out there. Delicacy.
All right.
Not the same as a hot dog.
No. But or Roberta's Pizza. Well, Judy, it's a good start to 2013. We've got a lot of exciting things happening this year, right?
Yes, we do. As soon as we book them.
So I'm already working on the WrestleMania show.
Oh, I'm very excited for that one.
And an Apocalypse 3.0.
Oh, my God. Okay.
Almost got us thrown out of here last time we did a pot tasting, speaking of the Seattle lifestyle.
Pot eating or smoking?
No, pot tasting. Yeah. We find the Roberta staff is very pro, but...
Don't tell anyone.
We do get lots of looks from the people on the other side of the glass.
They'll get an open policy here one day, maybe.
All right.
But Happy New Year, and this is Life in a Blender playing what?
Mobile wash unit. You know the guys who wash the subways at night on the mobile wash unit? This is about them.
Well, thank God someone finally wrote a song for them.
You know...
You're doing the Lord's work, Don.
Write what you know. And I know about... people cleaning subways.
All right, for Judy McGuire, I'm Mike Edison, and Joe the Engineer. We'll see you later on.
On a foggy night, when the city carries sounds of...
Stop, hold on. You might be overseeing the thing. Here we go.
On a foggy night, when the city carries sounds of...
wheels
and my cleaning hose, you will... rise from bed and see me down. Sleep interrupted by the bedroom window below. I'll be standing at the top of the stairs. You'll look out with your disapproving frown, but inside my head I'll be singing out loud. I am a member of the mobile wash unit. I am a member of the mobile wash unit. I am a member of the mobile wash unit. I am a member of the mobile wash unit. when you're nestled in bed. We're scrubbing subway stairs, running hoses down steps, sending suds to mysterious holes. A scheduled break will offer a glimpse of the moon up on street level, where my truck reveals my name, my occupation. I am a member of the mobile wash unit. I am a member of the mobile wash unit. I am a member of the mobile wash unit. I am a member of the mobile wash unit. Go party on in your in-style cowboy hat. Go smoke some dope at that thing for the new website. Go make love till your bare bottoms kiss the sun. Unprincipled behavior such as this is not part of my song. You'll need a bright orange vest for hosing down gum. Nobody asked you where the heck are you from? I work all night so the cleanliness can be admired. Within 24 hours, my work is destroyed. I am a member of the mobile wash unit. I am a member of the mobile wash unit. I am a member of the mobile wash unit. I am a member of the mobile wash unit.
Thanks for listening to this program on heritageradionetwork.org. You can find all of our archived programs on our website or as podcasts in the iTunes store by searching Heritage Radio Network. You can like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter at @heritage_radio. You can email us questions at any time at info@heritageradionetwork.org. Heritage Radio Network is a nonprofit organization. To donate and become a member, visit our website today. Thanks for listening.